a bite-sized chunk of your favourite show, the Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
I don't know why I do this, but sometimes I decide if, you know, I want to cook food for people that need it or whatever. Not need it, but okay. So my parents-in-laws, they've been away for like 5 weeks, right? And they just got back from overseas travel. And I was like, you know what? What is the thing that you want the most when you get back from overseas travel, especially when you're jet lagged?
Bolognese, a pot of bolognese.
Well, yeah, or bolognese adjacent, right? So I thought I'm going to make a munja, and so, which is like chuck steak with like potatoes and beans and peas and carrots and, you know, it's like, and tomatoes. So it's like a stew soup.
You made it before. You've talked about it before. Famously, I think Jimmy tried to make it and didn't get it right, or he made it better than you.
He made it good. I've made it before and it tastes just like a mama makes, right? It's beautiful. I stuffed.
Again,
mate.
What keeps happening?
I don't know.
Do you know how to make it or not?
It should be in the blood, you know?
Well, don't put blood in it. It's disgusting.
No, but you know how you can, like, I don't know, wear the hell out of a wife beater T-shirt.
Because I'm
singlet.
The whitest man that's ever been.
Yeah, you know, like, you know, you've got the eyebrow ring and that's you.
Yeah.
I feel like I should be able to munja.
Okay.
But, you know, so it tasted too much like meat. Which is weird. But I just couldn't get the flavour. And I was like, oh, damn. And I already told Jimmy's mum. I was like, hey, I'm making you this. And she was like, oh, no, you don't have to. I'm like, no.
No, she's had your munja before. And she's like, please don't. That's what that is.
I want to do this to soothe you. You know, like it's nice.
To something nice for you because you've been travelling. You don't want to come home from the airport and then cook.
Right. But then I thought, you know what this needs more of? Salt. And sometimes my salt rate, like I'm not, you know, one of those people that's just like, oh, this amount, ooh, perfecto.
Yeah.
Me, I'm always undersalting or oversalting. There's no in between.
Yeah, sure.
Right?
Yeah.
Anyway,
I'm not good at seasoning either. It's fine.
I know, it's hard. No one talks about it.
I know. Kalia and Jimmy are both amazing. They'll just pa, 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 delicious. Whereas where you and I are like, boop, boop.
Bit more, bit less.
Too much.
Oh, too much.
Damn.
Take it away. So I decided, nah, this needs more salt. And that was a terrible move. I oversalted. And then, anyway, I said to Jimmy, I'm still going to eat it. I won't give it to your parents anymore. I'll have to figure something out.
Make another munja.
Yeah, right. But I'm like, I'm still eating it. So we served it up for dinner last night.
Yeah.
And, you know, and I'm like, look, I can still, you know, if you make it and it's bad, you can shove it down. It's easy for you to shove it down if it's bad, if you've made it.
Yeah.
If someone else has made it and it's bad, it's like, oh, God, I don't want to eat this anymore. Mm. But if you made it and it's bad, it's easier.
You can
I don't
stomach
know why.
It. Yeah, yeah.
Right? So we're eating it, very salty anyway, and he's like, oh, no, it's okay. You know, it's still edible. And I'm like, yeah, that's a safe play by you, Jimmy. Yeah. Bless. Right? Went to bed, whatever. Woke up this morning, my lips were huge.
What?
And red.
What?
Like full pink.
What?
And my eyelids were all like puffy. And I was like,
what have you done?
What's going on? Googled it. Apparently, too much salt. If you have too much salt, it can make your eyelids puffy and your lips puff out.
What? You've given yourself sodium poisoning by making such a salty, meaty munja.
Yes.
Nothing worse than a salty, meaty munja. It will make you puff up in all sorts of places.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on KROQ 955 or online at krock.com.au.
Just a little follow-up to a story that I brought to the table earlier in the week, and that is my adventures to Coles in Lara. I had no rice. I was 3/4 of the way through my shopping list. It was about 40, 45 bucks worth of stuff. That I then went to Woolies and bought, because instead of buying everything I needed at Coles, because that's where I was, and then going across the road to Woolies to get the one thing I wanted, I was like, no, I'm not going to reward this behaviour of not having rice.
Yeah.
Such a staple. I'm not going to pay sort of $10, $11 for a massive sack of rice, because I don't need that much rice.
Yeah.
But I do need some rice to be able to cook this meal.
You were looking for bag, not for sack.
Correct. That's right. Story of my life. And so I took the trolley to the front and I said to the lady, I'm sorry, you don't have any rice. And so I can't, none of this makes sense. I can't make a meal out of any
I
of this.
I still can't believe that you do that.
I'm not going to buy this stuff. I'm sorry to lump it on you, but can I just leave this with you? And she was like, oh, I'm so sorry. Yeah, no worries. And I left. And then I went across to Woolies and I bought everything that I needed, including the rice. Yeah?
Do you ever worry that someone's going to be like, oh, that's Tom from the radio?
That happens all the time in Lara. People say hi to me.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
But it's like, no, I love it. You sometimes think, oh, I better do the extreme right thing here.
Oh, not always.
Saying it's
always
the wrong thing, but it's a...
Well, I wonder that about you when you drive. Like, doesn't...
What do you mean?
When you're flipping the bird and screaming at people.
Yeah, that is true. Sometimes...
Don't you ever wonder, that chick from the radio.
I did yell out the window at someone the other day.
Yeah, of course you did.
I drove past, I said, where's me wave? Yeah. And as I drove past him,
exactly.
They didn't give me a thank you wave. I let them in to then go into a turning lane and they had their window down. I said, where's the wave? Anyway, sorry.
Oh, man, you just got me started on another story, but no, I'm going to stick to this story.
Stick.
So anyway, so sort of it's been a story that's unfolded over the week and we did go to the phones and ask if I was the jerk and, I mean, I think generally people supported me. It's been mostly positive feedback about it. But I just happened to stumble upon the reel on our Facebook last night and I thought it might be worth sort of bringing to the table some of the feedback that some of the boomers on Facebook have for me.
Okay, good. Yes.
There was some support there. Paul says, I agree, rice is an item that should be on shelves. Supermarkets have dropped their game dramatically of late, not what they used to be. Cool. And Jody said, depends on my mood. Hell yeah, I'd probably do that too, yeah.
Okay, wow, there you go.
Wendy thought that was a pretty mean thing for me to do.
Ooh, okay.
Angela said it seems pretty stupid because you had to pick everything else off the shelf again at Woolies.
Yeah.
And they had no rice at all, not even the microwavable stuff. No, I didn't. That's what they did have that, but it wasn't going to be enough to feed six people. Anyway, she me being the a-hole,
yeah.
she finished that with. Kev said, dog act.
Ooh.
Don't want to put it back. Be an adult. Nothing. Noting entitled petulant child. So when you were typing that, Kev.
He was so angry.
He was so angry that he wasn't able to write like an adult.
He does make sense. It does make sense, though, that you would be ruled by spite so much that you would have to go around and get the eight items or whatever you had again just to...
Well, see, you can't reward these. These businesses run roughshod over the Australian public.
I know.
It's actually when they put stuff on sale, it's like Stockholm Syndrome, where it's like, oh, thank you, sir. Please, sir, may I have another?
Yeah, I know. Cheese for $15. Oh, my God. Thank you for being so nice.
Half price Tim Tams and they're only $3. You mean they're full price $6? $6 for a packet of Tim Tams. You've lost your goddamn mind.
I know. You are the Robin Hood.
Anyway, Tracy says, definitely the A, and if this was meant to be funny, big fail. Sorry, Trace.
Oh.
Either put it back or buy what you have, then go to Woolies. Leaving is immature and entitled. Clearly your mum gave in to your tantrums as a child.
How dare you bring up mum.
Yeah, so anyway, these people obviously don't understand retail. Like, working retail, 40%, at least 40% of your job is putting stuff back on the shelf.
If you
want me to go put everything back from that register, from my trolley onto the shelf. If you work at a clothes shop, if I go to a clothes shop and I try on five different shirts, takes me a while to find the right one, am I supposed to then put those other four that I'm not going to buy back on the shelf?
Well, or do I just give it to the... I do that sometimes because I used to work at sometimes I go back around if they're... busy and I hang them all back up.
You're quite the anxious person. You're a bit of an oddball. Anyway, I just thought it was quite funny that the boomers came for us or for me anyway. And Anthony, it's a bit like not being funny. I want my time back.
Oh, well, he wouldn't have liked this break then.
No, it's the risk you take, Anthony, unfortunately, when you listen to this show.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
Let's bring this puppy home. Fun fact. Every Friday morning, we like to send you off to work and wrap up the show sometimes with some fun and interesting facts you can use to impress your workmates who aren't your real mates, but it is important they think you're smart because then when an opportunity comes up in the workplace, for example, a pay rise or a promotion, they'll say, hey, give it to Gary or Karen. They're obviously very smart, obviously very good at their job. They're always full of fun and interesting facts. Facts for you today. You might not like this first one, but if a goldfish lives in a dark room, it eventually turns white.
Yeah. Don't do that to goldfish.
No. Donald Trump apparently tried to sue an author for $5 billion because the author called him a millionaire instead of a billionaire.
Oh, God.
Good on you, Donald. Scientists claim, this is great news, what a relief. Scientists claim children inherit their intelligence from their mothers.
Oh, bless.
It's great news for my girls. Mirror touch synesthesia is a very rare condition where you feel the same thing on your body as another person feels on theirs. So if you see someone being poked on the left cheek, you would feel a poking sensation on your right cheek.
Wow.
Can we just do a quick test?
No, how? Okay.
Can you feel this? No?
Okay, I'm not going to even say.
Synesthesia there. Okay. That's fine. Good test, guys.
Okay. Slap my own face.
In 1892, I felt that, a Canadian dentist called Edgar Parker had a travelling dental show.
Yeah? Sorry.
1892, Canadian dentist, travelling dental show named Painless Parker's Dental Circus.
Oh.
He extracted teeth while a band played to drown out the patient's screams.
Oh, Jesus.
Different times, mate. Different times. In Denmark, they don't like spicy food. How much don't they like it? I don't think that's correct English. Earlier this year, their food agency, Denmark's food agency, banned some Korean noodles for being too spicy. They were as hot as a jalapeno.
Oh, and so see, not, that's nothing to you, is it?
Not spicy at all. No. Do you know it's more efficient to have two people on each step of an escalator than it is to have people lined up one side and leave another side open for people to walk through? You'll get more people up the escalator if everybody stands on each step, and then you're sort of breathing on someone's neck.
Yeah, no, we don't. Okay, don't stand on each step. You need a buffer. Okay, obviously, if everyone's... Let's think about it for a second.
Christmas shopping, mate?
No, yeah. But if you're at a train station, I don't care. Get to one side. You don't need to be on both sides. I'm late, okay? I need to run past you.
Okay. I feel like we opened a can of worms there. Sorry. Let's wrap it up with, are you familiar with the type of bird called the bustard? The bustard, B-U-S.
Yes.
Bustard. Male great bustards, a lot of males are great bustards, they eat a specific type of toxic beetle. Now, they eat this toxic beetle because it kills off their STDs and makes them appear sexier to females.
There you go.
Dating in the bird world just like in the the human world.
You almost had the perfect.
I know, and that would have been a great way to end the show and the week, but here we are. Would you believe this is my job?
Oh, see you later.
Bye. Monday you can fall apart. Tuesday, Wednesday, break my heart. Oh, Thursday doesn't even start. It's fun fact. Friday, I'm in love.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Why don't you get this podcast again sometime? And listen on air at KROQ 955, weekday mornings from 6.